Okay, we... Okay, we are up to Perek Zayin, Chelek Beis, Perek Zayin. So Perek Zayin is called Hashpa'at Tzakei Chazon. As we continue learning about the Inyanim of Hashgacha, and we're really coming to the end of this Chelek, there's one more Perek after this. We go on to the Inyan called Hashpa'at Tzakei Chazon. What the stars do for us. How they have a Hashpa'at on the Bria. So the Ramchal says, Hinei kvar biyarnu b'chelek rishon. We already explained in the first chelek, Shekol inyanei hagishamim, sharsham hu b'kaychas hanigdolim. That anything that is gashmius in this world, it finds its roots in the kaychas hanigdolim, the kaychas that are separate from us, that are ruchnius, that are in shamayim. V'amnum sham mishtarshim inyanim eila, and that's where they find their roots. That's where everything starts. Their kayak, their metzias, their kiyum begins, as we explained in the Olamos Al Yainim, in their sharashim. And then they have to transfer themselves down and eventually, so to speak, trickle down to go from the ruchnias to the gashmias. In the form that they need to be. So, if something exists in this world in the Gashmi, it's because in the Olam HaRuchni, it has its shayrish there, in some type of, so to speak, the ingredients for the Gashmi is put into the shayrish, and it comes down into this world for whatever form it's supposed to be in. In order to be able to transfer and to transmit, so to speak, the Ruchnias to the Gashmias, we have the Gagalim and the Kechavim, we have the planets and the stars and the constellations, all of these things, and their orbits and how they rotate and how they move, all of these things, Shebohem Ubisibuveyim, that through them and through the way they move and they orbit, Nimshachim and Atakim Kalaisim and Yanim. That is how all of these Inyanim are transmitted. The ones that find their roots and they're prepared in the ruchnias, they're transmitted el gashmias pilamata to the gashmias here in this world. So the way Hashem does it is through the kaychavim, through the galgal. The amount of the kaychavim. The madrigaseya means where they're positioned and all their divisions. How you could be masharasa afach ma'oyane sitzaruk benayis alhetek hazek shazacharnu. That is the way the Rabbeinu Shalom made the amount of stars and where they're put and how they move. Everything is not just a random thing. It's a special order. It's set up in a special way in order that it could transmit things to this world. Now, obviously, what happens is, there are the kaychavim themselves, the ones that we see, are ruchnias kaychavim. But they also have their root in the Olam HaYisrael Yoinim. They also have their shayrish there. Their kiyum is because of that. So the way the Rabbanu Shalom wants things to happen is, from the ruchnias it goes to the ruchnias kaychavim. And from the Ruchnias Kechavim, it transfers itself into its own Gashmias Kechavim. And that's the way things transfer themselves into this world, through the Kechavim. So that is why the Rabbeinu Shalom has these Kechavim. Now, there's all different types of Kechavim, there's all different types of shapes that Kechavim have. Every single month there's a different mazel. The mazel is the shapes of the different Kechavim, which obviously are not just the astrology we're talking about, because it's really an Inyan Ruchni, Hazer is Mazel Dogim, Nisan is Tleh. That's called the Kvutza, that's called the gathering, the way they're positioned, the different Kechavim. And every month, a different Kechav, or a different set of Kechavim, is, so to speak, in charge of that month, is Shailet in that month. And we'll see, as we go through the parak a little bit, what exactly that means. But obviously the Hashpa that is brought about by those sets of Kechavim is stronger in the month that they're the ones in charge. And now, So therefore, all the millions and billions, I don't even know how many stars there are, because no one knows how many stars there are, but even the ones that science has found and discovered, there's many more than that, obviously, but there's an exact number. It's not for no reason. The minyan ha-kechavim, that's what he started off, omnyam minyan ha-kechavim, the number, there's an exact number, and that's what we say in davening, and in tehillim, moinem mispar la-kechavim. The Rebbeinu Shem has a special number. There's a number for the kechavim. It's not just at random. It's not just infinite, just l'shem being infinite, because that's probably what it is, but there's a specific number in order to keep all the hashpahs that are coming from the Ruchni to the Gashmi, to have everything in the sky, and that means every single molecule that there is in this Olam needs its Shairish and Olam Olyainis, and needs the way to travel down to make sure that the message gets here. So, however millions and billions of molecules and all these things that are here in this world, that's how many, if not more, are necessary Kechavim wise. And that's why there's so many, but there is a specific number, it's not just at random. So, Moina Mispar La Kechavim is there's a specific number to the Kechavim. So what comes from the Kechavim, the Ashbah, that comes from the Kechavim, is the Kiyom, gives a Kiyom to the Gashmias in this world. Shayideyam, like we explained, through them, Netok Inyonam, Imchinosu, Lemaila, Basharoshim, Abuchinosu, Lemata. Through it, there's the transfer and then transmission of the Ruchnias into the Gashmias that there is in this world. Now Chazal tells us there are Shiva Kaif Beleches. The Shiva Kaif Beleches are the seven Kaifavim that are Shailet during the day, and there's a rotation for them, and they are the planets. They're not all the planets, but they're some of the planets. There's the Shemesh, and then there's forgot what all the other ones stand for, but they're the different planets. Now every hour, if there's seven, so there's a rotation of seven. So every hour there's another one that's in charge of that hour, that's on the top, that's being shaylit. That's besides for the, as we said, the different mazalas that there are every month that are shaylit for the month. Every day and every hour of the day, there is a kaychav being shaylit, and its hashbah is being given out at that time. For example, the mem, there's the Shiva Kaif Beleches are Shin Tzadi Mem Ches Nun Chaf Lamed. That's how they are. Shin Tzadi Mem Ches Nun Chaf Lamed. So the mem is Madim. Madim is a lashon of destruction, of redness. Bishas Madim, there's Ashvav Din on the Bria. So if we started with Shin, with the Shemesh, so then the third hour of the first day will be Madin, and so on and so forth, and that's why there are those that have a certain Chasidim, different Makairas have a minig that on Friday night, that they don't make Kiddush between the hours of 6 and 7. Because 6 and 7 on Friday night is the mazel of Madim, and the mazel of Madim is not a good time, so therefore it's a time of destruction, so therefore there's an Indian not to be Mekadesh the Shabbos in that Zman, because that Kaychav is being Shailat. Chazal tell us also that if a person's born in a certain hour, the Kaychav of that hour has the Hashbah on him, and Madim is, we don't know all the Ashbahs of all, I mean, at least I don't know all the Ashbahs of all them, I'm sure someone does, but Madim is, the reason I'm using Madim is because Chazal are always very busy explaining to us Madim. So Madim is a person, is also going to be Chazal say he's going to have a Netiyah towards blood, because it's destruction. So Chazal say, either he's going to be a Ritzayah, he's going to be a murderer because he likes blood, or if he wants to channel it the right way, let him become a shaykhet, let him become a mayo. So at least he'll be able to channel it. But you see again the hashbah that the person has because he was born in this mazel. That's where the concept of a horoscope comes from, which I've been asked many times. Obviously the horoscope that you have in the newspaper is like whatever someone dreamt up that morning, right? It's obviously nothing real. If someone really know astrology, perhaps they would be able to know exactly what they were doing. what someone dreamt up or what their computer spit out that morning, obviously it's Narishkeit. It's not a good idea to, you have to know what's Narishkeit. I don't know what's the greatest idea to even look at. For other reasons, maybe there's, when it comes to Minos and these type of things, you're supposed to stay far away, even if it's, because it's Nimsh, it's Moshech a person. So there's a lot of Narishkeit there. But the idea that if a person knows in which Mazel he's born or which Mazel is his, perhaps he'll know his Netiyah, that's a real thing. So that's the Shiva Kaifei Lefes. At the same time, as we're saying, the Mazalus is a 12-month cycle of which Mazal rules, and that is the same thing. So you have, for example, Nisan is the Mazal of Tleh. The Mazal of Tleh was the Mazal of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, therefore, was at its strongest point during Nisan. And therefore, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's why they worshipped the Tleh. The Rebbeinu Shel Bedavka took Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim in Nisan, because if it would be in any other month, they could always Taina. Well, it wasn't, we weren't at our best. Try us out in Nisan, we would have won. So Rebbeinu Shel Bedavka took them out in Nisan. And he tested Vav Nisan, the middle of the month, is the strongest time of the Mazel. So that's why the Rebbeinu Shel took us out to show us that Mitzrayim, on Tes Vav Nisan, still, they were powerless against the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But again, you see the same thing, that the Mazel has Ashba. Same thing with Haman. Haman thought that Adar was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died, so he thought it was a bad Mazel for Klai Yisrael. If the leader could die in this month, Stam is not a good Mazel for them. He made whatever mistake he made. He didn't know that he was born also in that month, whatever that means. But the idea is here of the Hashbav, the Mazalus, for nations, for people, the Hashbav, every Kaichav and every hour is Shailet on the person. It has also, whenever the person is born, that's his netiyas, will depend on which mazel, or which kaichav, which hour he is born. That's the whole thing with the Birchas Hacham also. When you get the, it wasn't enough to get to get 6 o'clock on Tuesday night. Chazal tells us the Ma'iris, the sun was hung in the Shemayim, so that was on Yom Shlishi, and 6 o'clock, because it was an equal day, in those days it was 12-hour days. So, that happens really every year. Every year, at 6 o'clock, on the Tkufas Nisan, the sun is in the same place that it was. But it's not in the same Shah, not in the same Kaichav, because since there are 7 Kaichvei Lefes, so it's unequal, right? It's 24 hours in a day, so you end up, every day doesn't start with the same one anymore, because you go through, say, 21 hours, you went through 3 cycles, and then for the 24th, you're already off. So everything, so to get back, to have that it was in the same Kaichav, in the same hour, so then the only way to do that, if you figure out the Cheshbon, it only happens once every 28 years that the Tkufa will be on a Tuesday night, and not just any Tuesday night, a Tuesday night that is in the same Shah that it was, so then it only happens once every 28 years. So, okay, now he continues. Another thing the Rebbeinu Shalom decided with the Kechavim, it's not just that the Mitzias of everything is dependent on its Shairesh and the Hashpah. Whatever happens to them, again, not their very existence only is dependent on the Kechavim and the Hashpah. Whatever will happen to the Gashmias things in this world is dependent on coming, the Hashva, coming through the Kaichavim, Achare Shehufnu L'mayla. So anything that's going to happen is first prepared in the Olam HaZayayinim, and again, it has to be brought down to this world, Yimashva Yideim L'mata, Vaisa Atzuru Shetzrichim Likris Lehem, whatever is supposed to happen to them. Derech Masha, Hachayim, life, Ha'oysher, riches, money, hachokma, hazera, children, chayotze, kol elo hinyanim uchanim lemaila b'sharashim. All of these things, all the hashba that a person's getting to get, and any of these things, Chazal tells us, b'ni chayim mizayne b'maglutaya. B'ni are children, chay is life, mizayne is parnasa. Those things are tali and mazel. What does it mean it's tali and mazel? It comes through the kechavim, and it depends on the shlita of the kechavim at that time. Depends which kechav you're part of, will all depend on how much of all of these in Yoni Gashmim you get. So kol eilu anyanim uchanim lamayla b'sharoshim, they all start off in the sharoshim, and they're talking lamayla b'anofim etzura roya de'akichavim, and then they come and they're transmitted down here into the branches in the right way, the way the kichavim are transmitting them. V'zeh, and the way it's done is b'machlokas yaduas, with different divisions, meaning you have like the different pictures, the shar and the dog and all the different tzleh, all the different shapes that the kichavim have. And then there's kibbutzim miyuchadim, are different combinations. Sometimes you have different constellations balancing each other out. Chazal say there's certain stars that are very hot, certain stars that are very cold, or doesn't mean they're cold. They bring tina to the world, others bring chama. If not that the two of them balance each other out, there'd be no way for the world to be niskayim. So. So there are different combinations, shochul kulam, v'sibuvim yuduim, and then there's different cycles, there's different ways they move, and the different ways they move will also depend on what occurs in the world. So everything that happens in this world, the existence of everything, and everything that happens with them, are all dependent on the kechavim, on the mazalis. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam brings the hashpa here through that. And through them it's divided up and it's brought to the world all of the things that will happen. And the Gashmias is dependent on the Shlita of these Kechavim. They, whatever is renewed or whatever happens, is all dependent on what it's getting transmitted through the Kechavim. And again, it's not only the Mikra, it's also every single person has a Kesher, like we said to the Kechavim, like we said, the Mazim person, the person who's Noilad in Mazim has the Ashva of that. And then there's the hour that Mazim is also giving Ashva. I have to realize also that that the person has a much stronger Hashva that he received. When he's born in a certain time, so then he gets the Ashva of that Kaikov. Now that Kaikov is also, it's only one every 7 hours. So you don't say, let's say he's a Mazim person. He's not only a Mazim person in the Mazim hour, he's a Mazim person in the next hour too. In all the hours he's a Mazim person. Now in the Mazim hour, even if you're not a Mazim person, you're getting the Ashpa of Mazim. It's a dangerous time. So even if you're a different Kaichav, but the Ashpa is in the world. At the same time, if you're a Mazim person, even if you're not in the Mazim hour, you will have your Natiyas of Mazim. And it seems the personal Natiyas of whichever Kaichav you're born into are stronger than any of the general Natiyas. So the Mazim person will always be a Mazim person. He may be worse during the Mazim hour. Other people in the Mazim hour are not. There's the din, there's things could happen, but it's not the same because they have their personal natiyas or whichever kaichav it is. So there's a lot going on here. There's the general, there's the personal, there's the monthly, there's so many things going on, but through them all is how a person's affected. So again, you have a Mazim person in the hour of Shemesh, let's say, so those two things together are going to decide what happens to him, or the Mikrim are going to depend on that. So that's again the Kibbutzim Yuchadim, there's different combinations, there's different cycles, and through them everything happens with the person. Okay. Now the same thing is that people are also, like we said, meshubah to the Seder. Amnam, however, we have to know, kvar efshe shetzivut al toledus hakechavim. It's possible that the hashpah of the kechavim will become batal. Mikaya chazak ve'alyan mehem. Because again, Hashem set it up this way. But he has the power to switch everything off. He has an override. So therefore, if the Rabbeinu Shalom wants, he could say, forget the mazalas, forget the kechavim. So, And that's what it means, a mazel Yisrael. Which the Pashup Shat means that it doesn't mean there's no mazel at all for Klal Yisrael. It doesn't mean they don't have a mazel at all. Rather, what it means is they don't have a definite kayach, meaning it's possible to get out of it. Every other person in the world who are not part of Klal Yisrael, the mazel dictates what's going to happen to them. Klal Yisrael ain't mazel Yisrael. Rashi says somewhere through tefillah. The Gemara says through tefillah, through ma'asim tovim, through tshuva, a person could get out of his mazel. He could do so. He could override it. The Rebbeinu Shlomo override it. Ki kayach zei rasi yisbarach shomay v'ashvasa goyver al kayach hamutzu v'ashvas hamaracha. Because Hashem's gezeira will override the kayach that there is in the maracha in the stars. V'tiyat teilada l'fi ashva yaina v'loy l'fi ashvas hamaracha. And then the Rebbeinu Shlomo will give him a direct hashva, not through the maracha, and he won't be meshubah to the maracha. And we have to know that even their hashpa, it has boundaries, it has laws, it has an order to it. How the Rebbeinu Shlom decided. Those who gaze at it, those who study it, the stars, they can know a little bit of what's going on. The astrologers, they're able to see a bit of what is going to happen. That's why if you know how to read the stars, so you can read the mazals, you can see what's going to happen, because the hashbah that's coming down is coming through there, and if you know what you're looking for, it's an emes ha-chachma. If you know the chachma, you can tell. Right? So, that's what Pari said. Ru'u ki ra neged p'neichem. Rashi said, koicha v'echad yei sheshmai ra. There's a star named Ra. And Pari said, I see in the astrology, I see the star, that koichav is oila likras hamamidbar. Oila is the lashon when the koichav is being shilet. When you have even the seven koichavim during the day, they're like in a circle, in a cycle, and the one that's on top, when it's oila, it goes up, that's the one in charge. So that's what he said, that it's a simon of dam, it's a simon of hariga, ru'u ki ra neged p'neichem, I see the star. So, you see this idea that you could see through the Kaikavim, and it was a real thing. Avraham Avinu said himself, I'm the biggest astrologer, he told the Rebbeinu Shlom, and I'm not going to have a kid. What did Rebbeinu Shlom do? By Yaitzia Se'achutza. He took him above that. I'm not Meshubit to that. You're not Meshubit anymore to the star, to the Marachais, to the Kaikavim. I'm taking you above that. And therefore your hashba is coming directly from me, so you'll have children. The same thing with the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom took that kaychav that Pari was talking about, and he made the dam into dam milah. Shemol Yeshua, when Yeshua gave them the bris milah before they went into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the Rebbeinu Shlom in that case changed the dam from dam of Hariga to dam of Mila. In the other case of Avraham Avinu, he took him totally out of it. So the Rebbeinu Shlom has different ways of manipulating it if Klal Yisrael is Roy, if they're able to do it. But the Chachma is a true Chachma. And therefore, if you're an astrologer, you're able to see it. However, you have to know, and they probably don't know this, but there's no way to know everything of what's going on. They only can see a little bit of the future. It's possible that whatever they're going to see anyways, it's possible it won't happen if the Rebbeinu Shlom decides. So number one, there's only a certain amount they could know. They can't know everything. And even what they know is not mukhruf. The Rebbeinu Shlom could always override it. Chazal Darshan Pasuk Yeshaya about the stargazers, may Asher, that they know some of it. But like Kal Asher, they don't know the whole thing. There's only so much they can know. So that is the idea of the Mazalis and the Kechavim and the Marachais. But at the same time, Ein Mazal Yisrael, Klai Yisrael is not locked into it. Klai Yisrael could always be above. Okay. Now the next parak, it was a short parak. Parak Ches is the last parak in this Chelek of Ashkocha. It's called Bavchanois Pratiyos Bashkocha. Different details in Ashkocha. Mimashi Yivachin Oid Bashkochos Yisvarach Shemayim. What we have to realize when we're talking about Hashem's Ashkocha, Hu Hei Yais Yisoid Kol Sidrei Ashkocha Ujrachea, and this is the Yisoid of all Ashkocha, Yoysher HaMishpat V'Kav Hadin. that everything the Rabbi Nishalom does is biyashrus. Everything he does is straight. It's just. Uchinin shenemar, like it says in Tehillim, Shevet Mishar, the Shevet of Mishar, of Yashar, Shevet Malchusecha. That's how you rule. That's your scepter. That's your Shevet. Because of Melech Mishvat Yamid Aretz, that the Rabbi Nishalom is Yamid Aretz and makes the world stand, Mishvat, with justice. V'amnam, Yodanu Be'emes, She'en Chavtu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elahitev. We have to know, and we should know, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, his whole chafetz is lehetiv. He wants to do good for us. V'nehu Oyev Es Bruav. He loves his creations. Ki'av Oyev Es Bina, like a father loves his son. Ela She'mitam Ho'avo Atzma, Ro'i She'yasser Oyev Es Bina. However, for the very fact that he loves us is a reason why he has to punish us. Because the punishment will bring that at the end there will be taiv. He'll only give us taiv, the reward, if we do the right way and if we're punished for what we need to be punished for. Hashem is miyasser us. He gives us afflictions. He gives us musar like a father gives his son. Where does it come from? Where does the mishpat and the din that the Rabbeinu Shalom runs this world come from? It comes from one place. And that's from the Ava. And the Ava is lahitiv lanu, as he said before. It's to give us good. Because number one, either we'll get a mechila, or we'll be chayzer b'tshuva. But the Ava is what's mechayev that there should be a mishpat. Ve'ein musar shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu makas ayev misnakem. Chas v'sholem, Hashem's musar is not, he's our enemy, or he's trying to take revenge against us. Ela musar av haraita b'tevas menayu chamayisha zacharnu. Rather, it's the musar of a father who wants tevas benayi, who wants the good for his child, chamayisha zacharnu. So now with this yediyah, v'ulam mishayrish zeh neiladim shneinyan. So now, from this yediyah, from this shayrish, we have to know there's two things that come out of it. Ha'echad she'amusar atzma yiyah mimutok v'likashav azari. We have to understand that what comes out of this shayrish, that everything Hashem does is from pure ava, it comes out that the musar he gives us is mimutok. It's sweetened a little bit. The light kasha, it's not too harsh, v'achzari, and it's not too cruel, or not cruel at all. It's not kasha or achzari at all. Ki ha'ava atzma timzei gesadin v'rachamim. Because the love itself will temper the din with rachamim. It'll sweeten it, it'll calm it down. So being that it's a father doing it, as much anger as there's going to be, as much din, as much musr as there's going to be, but as we explained the other times, is the ava. V'hasheini. And the second thing, shalapamim kishasha tzrichalakach, that sometimes when it's necessary, yavor ha'adon baruchu ashura tzadin legamri, the Rabbeinu Shalom will overlook, so to speak, acting with din, v'yinek barachamim, and in its place he'll have full rachmanis. Uchinyan shenemar, like it says, v'chanoisi es asherachayim v'richamti es asherachayim. And Chazal tell us, v'chanoisis asherachayin, I'll have chaninas for those, even if they're not hogan, they're not roy, even for Rishayim. My Shabbeinu had chaninas, he didn't know what it was for. The Rabban Hashem said, you'll see, you're going to need this. But it was even for Rishayim. And the Tamer Devaira, in Parak Aleph, he talks about the mid of lehechzik lo'ad apoi. He says a lashon over there that even if a person is machzik b'chet, even if a person continues to sin, the Rabbeinu Shalom is not machzik b'af. He doesn't keep his anger forever. Rather, he will be mavatal his anger even if the person doesn't do tshuva. Now, what does this mean? What is the point of this? So the Talmud Devarah explains over there because sometimes the Rabbeinu Shalom sees that the din is not working. The person is not doing tshuva because of the din, because of the musar. Whatever it is, it's not working. So the Rabbeinu Shalom says, I'm going to do something else that I hope will be ma'ir in him to do tshuva. And that is if I deal with him with complete rachmanas, Perhaps he'll look and he'll say, what's going on? I'm acting like a Rasha and yet I'm getting such Rachmanis. That will be ma'ir him to do tshuva. So lehafsik l'arapa, it doesn't mean that the Rabbeinu Shalom is giving up on the tachlis, but he's choosing another fashion to get there. Sometimes it's comes b'chol, chenech habonim, the same thing. Sometimes you have to act strictly, and sometimes you accomplish it through the ava, through the love. What the balance is, who knows, but everyone has to figure it out. But there's two ways of doing it. Sometimes mechayev this way, sometimes mechayev that way. Sometimes people see it's not working to be with the din, so you try with the ava. And the same thing is with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Ribbono Shel Olam hopes that if he's misnag berachamim gedolim with the Rishayim, perhaps that will be greater in them to do tshuva. Now, there's a very interesting Michtam Elio that I think in Rabbi Goldberg's Talmud Devora, I think on the bottom he points it out in Chelek Gimel, page 352, he has letters here in the back, and letters called Lehechtik Lo Arapa, and he's referring to this Talmud Devora, and his lashon is, he says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Geizi Yisurim, it's for a reason. He wants a person to learn and do tshuva. If someone's not Geizi B'tshuva, Hashem sent him as many messages as there is, so you'll say it's almost hopeless. But sometimes, his lashon is, Ayesh Oireitza, there's another way Hashem does this. Tahaynu Shashem Yisborach Pisoim Misnaig Berachamim Gedoilim L'maylo Mikol Hashara. Not just not din. We're talking about, he says, to the extreme. So all of a sudden, suddenly, a person, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives him an unbelievable amount of rachmanis. Even those who didn't learn from the Yisurim, says Rav Dessler, they'll give him unbelievable rachmanis. It was from one extreme to the other. From Ksei HaYisurim, the extreme of Yisurim, because the Baruch Hashem is trying and trying. Person doesn't wake up from the first level of Yisurim. We saw before Hashem gives them more. He gives them more. Wake up finally. But it comes to a point, the Baruch Hashem is saying, it's not working. So now I'll go to the exact opposite extreme, Ksei HaNachas. If that happens to a person, says Rav Dessler, Tzorech She'yo'irizeh Sa'adam Kimayseh Hashem Heima. Person has to think, what just happened over here? I'm going from extreme Yisurim to all of a sudden extreme Rachmanis and Nachas. Afilu Mishalayshav Na'Yisurim, a person didn't wake up from the Yisurim, Ula Yashuv V'roiseh HaSa'adam HaGadolim. That's the way Hashem is trying to get him to do tshuva. And he'll be margish the Niflois in this Yeshua Gadol Hashem is doing. So that's the gather of lehechsik lo arapa. He doesn't keep his anger forever. What does it mean, doesn't keep his anger? It's not Hashem's mevater chas v'shalom. He's going to get the person to the tshuva one way or the next. Or, as we said in earlier prakim, comes the point he says, you lost your chance, it's over. I'm closing up your chance, or it's not going to happen, whatever it is. But Hashem will not do that until he has exhausted all options. And the options are not only the din, lehechsik lo arapa. Because he'll come to a point, he'll say, the af is not working, let me go to the extreme. And he even says, there's a medrash in Malachi that says, if Klai Yisrael do tshuva, they'll be nigal. Vim lav, they won't be nigal. They're not going to do tshuva, says the medrash, el mitaych ha-tiltul, umitaych ha-yisurim, umitaych she'en lehem michya. They're not going to do tshuva only, mitaych tiltul, moving around, yisurim, they're not going to have food, that's all din. And they're not going to do tshuva until Elio comes. So the question is, how's Elio going to come before tshuva? Right? If the Yisurim didn't work, if the tiltul didn't work, and the lack of food didn't work, so then Elio is going to come and they're going to do tshuva. How's Elio going to come? So says of that, the feed is, it could be that if after all of the gzeiros and the yisurim Hashem does, Klai Yisrael still doesn't listen. Perhaps if he brings the first step of the geula, Klai Yisrael will say, what's going on over here? That chesed itself, the aschalt of the geula, the Rebbeinu Shalom will bring as a chesed to be ma'ir them to do tshuva, and that will bring them to tshuva. And he continues in this letter, and he says, and this letter was written in what year? Tav Shin Ches, in Yom Hei Kisavai, Tav Shin Ches, this is 1948. So 1948. So it says of Dessler, Masha'anu Bayakshah Veret HaKadosha, Koshalak Dira Kes Kaskalta De Gula. He's very careful here, right? He doesn't want to say that in 1948, right, Aschalta de Gula is to be in the Gula. That's what the Tziyanim said. That they said, right, when the Tefillah for the Medina, that those say for Medina says so, the part that's problematic, that the Gedolim have a problem with, they say, is Kfira, is when they say, Reishis Smichas Gula Seinu. This is the beginning of the Gula. So he's very careful when he says, 1948, I'm not saying this is Aschalta de Gula. However, Aval Akaponim Chasadim Gedolim Min Akotza Lakotzahein. If you look, he says, from one extreme of 6 million Yidden being killed in Yisurim of the Churban, to the other extreme, that Klai Yisrael is already now in Eretz Yisrael, rebuilding Torah, when one looks at that, Mizet Tzarech Lilmayr Ulikvaya Amunah B'Leiv. Oy le mi she yavay li yai madin vadayin sumahu milirois davar mukhashi kazeh. Oy to the person who the Yom Hadin will come and he's still blind from seeing davar mukhashi kazeh, something so clear. Someone who comes to Hadin and can't see this, because what is the Rebbeinu Shalom? He wants you to see the contrast. Sometimes the person can't see it. Mitayt the Oimek Atzaras in the Yisurim. When then they see the contrast, they see from Katzah la Katzah, that itself should bring a person to Emunah. So that's the same idea that the Ramchal is saying over here, that the Rebbeinu Shalom sometimes is Yavar al Shuras Hadin. He's not doing din anymore. He's going to go to the other Kotze. Why? Because again, this is not coming from a place of, I need to take revenge, you did something wrong, I need to punish you, I need you to learn. So if you're not going to learn from the first option, I'm going to have to go on and move on to the second option of Hanhaga Berachmanis. V'hine, v'yoysher ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'v'chiras ha'adam b'maisav, u'v'yoysher b'mishpat ha'gmul l'shal nishkem ha'seyu. Being that we know that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants everything to be totally in a person's b'chira, and everything according to mishpat, to din, is dependent on how the person acts, hinei kavayachol mishabedu es hanagosel l'maisei adam. It's kavayachol as if Hashem is mishabed himself. He makes himself dependent. How he will act is dependent on us. Shelo yitiv lo v'lo yareh lo el kafi maisav. He'll only do good or chas v'shalom bad according to our actions. Obviously, Hashem's not meshubah to any of these rules. So he doesn't need any help. He's not affected by anything. And therefore, because of that, again, there's always an override to the system. When he wants to be mishamish with the midah of his raimimus, that he's superior, he's going to act the way he wants, not dependent on our actions, without any hechrich being forced or any necessity, nothing's holding him back, no hindrance at all. V'ulam lan hagas hamishpat yina kefi hashibut shezacharnu. That when he wants to deal with straight mishpat, so he acts with this shibud as if he's imposed on himself a shibud in order that he should act according to the rules. Ach kishetigzur chachmasai hayoyis noyis ha'avayda ha'avar ha'shuras hadin. When the Rebbeinu Shalom decides that it's the proper time to override the shuras hadin, hine yishtamish merimamusai, so then he'll be mishtamish from his raimamus, that he is the one above everything, superior. V'yichud shlitasai, he is the only ruler, he is the only one who is shaylet, he's in charge of everything. V'yavar al-pesha, and at times he'll be even over al-pesha, That means he'll be Michaelot, he'll overlook Averis, and we'll see what that means in a minute. And then he'll be Masakin, any Kilkel, the Rabbeinu Shalom is able to be Masakin. Now this idea here is not really the theme of the Sefer Derech Hashem, but the Ramchal and his other Sefer called Das Tfunais, that is the theme in the entire Sefer, is called Gilui HaYichud. That's what the theme of the Sefer is, that he's Myrik and he's in Yanim very much. But basically, the idea is that there are two ways, and we spoke a little bit about this before, there's two tracks the Rabbeinu Shlomo runs on, and there's two and at the same time there are two separate hanagas. There's the mishpat, as we said before, mida keneged mida, person does something, so there's repercussions for his actions, he gets scarred, there's einish for it, things happen, they're all dependent on them. Like we gave the mashal last time with the Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef, so the brother sold him, it was einish for Yosef because he was the Basam Ra, but at the same time, he was being sent down kilometer shalachani. At the same time, he was being sent down to build Klal Yisrael. All of these things were the other track of the Rabbeinu Shalom making sure the world is coming with Shleimusa. The Rabbeinu Shalom uses both tracks at the same time. Even though there's Bechira, you say Rabbeinu Shalom has a plan, but my Bechira can mess it up. Doesn't mess it up. The Rabbeinu Shalom continues bringing the world of Shleimusa through every reaction to every Bechira. The Einish that's given to a Rasha is then incorporated into what we call the final plan. That the Rabbeinu Shalom is bringing the world of Shleimusa. So he's running both tracks at the same time, like you see with the Mechira Seisit. If Yosef wouldn't have sinned, so then the Rabbeinu Shalom would still be bringing the world and Klal Yisrael to where it's supposed to go, but it would have gone in a different eifen, because it's going according to the Bechira. So the same thing is over here. The Rabbeinu Shalom acts according to to the Mishpat, and according to the Bechira, and according to what a person deserves. But there's another track going on. Now the Chiddush here is, not only is it going on at the same time, there are points that the Rabbeinu Shalom will say, I'm forgetting Mishpat at the moment, and I'm going to focus totally on, at this moment, bringing the world, l'shleimusai, whatever needs to be done. And this was seen by Kriyas Yamsuf, this idea. And in the Sifsei Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander, in the end of Chelek Beis, he has over there, when it's in the, I forgot what the name of the piece of the Perek it's in, but then he has all about Kriyas Yamsuf and Az Yashir. So one of those pieces there, maybe the second last piece, if not the last piece in the Sefer, where he talks about the Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf, that the Rabbeinu Shalom said, that means there comes a point where Rabbeinu Shalom says, I'm not acting in Mishpat. The Yam had a good taina. He was right. They were both Avdei Avodah Zarah. But the Rabbeinu Shalom said, I'm not acting with Mishpat now. Now is the time I'm going to show the world who I am. And if Klal Yisrael wasn't on the right madrega to see it b'derech Mishpat, there's an override called Yichud Shlitasai. At this moment, I'm not taking into account Mishpat anymore. I'm now working with the plan of showing the world, bringing it l'shleimusai. So much so, he says, that's why Hashem said, you can't even have a chelek in it. You can't daven. Davening is a chelek. We could invoke different midas. You can't even daven. Daven, so I don't want you. It's all Yisra'usa delayla, as we say. It's a Yisra'us l'mayla. We're nothing from l'mata. That means the Rabbeinu Shalom is designed to do it, not dependent on us. We're not the one invoking it. Not l'tayv and not l'ra. The Rabbeinu Shalom, now what's he going to do with halal with our averus? Okay, he'll have faith. He'll figure out how we're supposed to get our punishments for our averus, or how we need to do tshuva. But at this moment, even though Mishpat says halalo evdei avodah zarah, the Rabbeinu Shalom said it's not what necessary now. I'm overriding the entire system, and therefore I'm going to show the megala who I am. The only thing I think he says over this, if the Chaim, he has a long arichas to explain what the freebie is. If we don't have to do anything, we have to believe in it. We have to have an emuna in the Rabbeinu Shalom's ability to do it. That little emuna allows us to witness it. But it's not because we're really doing anything to invoke it. Tefillah can invoke the Nida. Hashem doesn't want the Tefillah to invoke. At that moment, he was doing it totally on his own. So that's the idea of having the other track on its own. Not the running in tandem with each other like the rest of the time it's going to run. Rather, over there, the pshat is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is overriding it. Let me just finish to the next ice. Nimtzu kan shnei mini hashkocha. Hashkochas mishpat Hashem yisparach. There's the hashkocha of the mishpat of Hashem, that's the bida keneged mida, and then there's hashkochas hashlita v'hayichud. Uvishnei adrochim mashkiach v'ayde yisparach shmei tamen avruav. Kineu mashkiach v'hashkochas hamishpat lishpoy tamen es kalamaitse. Umashkiach v'hashkochas hashlita l'kayim b'koyche v'yicholtes abriya. The shlita is what makes it that the world is still here and it's going where it's supposed to go. And we can't destroy it, because the Rabbeinu Shalom with our Bechir will say we'll destroy it. No, he's always keeping the world on its track. So here he's saying the Rabbeinu Shalom is acting in tandem, both of them, to make sure we're going the right way, and the Mishpat is still working. And before, there are times that he exclusive uses one over the other, and Be'ezus Hashem, we will continue next week.